It's Raz FM with Mornings. We've got Burning by Thames. Thank you very much for choosing us. It's Raz FM with Mornings with myself, Tlang Moletsane. And it's book review time. We chat to Nikki Lopez from the Santa Shoebox Project on the importance of early childhood development and the literature crisis that South Africa has. Stay tuned.
As a responsible broadcast citizen, Raz FM is committed to programming that is entertaining and uplifting, news that is accurate, and comment that is fair. We avoid anything that could be harmful to children, amount to hate speech, or contain gratuitous violence or explicit sex. To underline this commitment, we are signatories to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa's Code of Conduct. If you believe we are not adhering to that code, you can inform the BCCSA. Simply visit bccsa.co.za for more information about how to lodge your complaint. Raz FM, Mpumalanga, Azishe.
Nikki, welcome to Raz FM.
Hi, it's so good to be with you and your listeners.
Thank you very much for coming onto the show and chatting about something that's super, super important. Now, South Africa's literacy crisis has persisted, for over a decade. In your view, what would be the biggest barriers preventing meaningful progress in early literacy?
I think budget is the biggest barrier for all our ECD owners, because the cost of running a compliant ECD is approximately five times the current subsidy they are receiving per child. So, I mean, that inhibits them from being able to afford the equipment, the training, and the reading corners to actually implement proper training, proper learning for the children.
Yeah. And I mean, the Santa Shoebox Project has installed over 222 reading corners in early childhood development centers. Can you share some of the tangible impacts you've seen on children's development as a result of these reading corners?
Yes, it's actually so exciting to go into a classroom where we have given reading corners and observe that children have learned how to handle a book correctly, you know, turn it the right way up, be able to actually tell you the story that is in that book through what they have learned by having the book in their possession.
How can non-profit, government, the communities, even parents and private partners work together to close this gap in access when it comes to books? Because statistics have shown that 61% of ECD centers have fewer than 10 books.
Yeah, it's a very sad situation in this country that our ECDs are sitting with no books to teach the children. We are doing whatever we can in our power. This year we are spending another 800,000 rand on making sure that every child that receives a Santa shoebox will receive a book of their own inside that box. So I think everybody needs to just contribute whatever they can. If it's, even if it's pre-loved books that they are donating to ECDs, to get that book into a child's hand as early as possible is what we need to focus on.
Now, I mean, beyond just providing books, the Santa Shoebox Project also trains caregivers. Why is this training an essential part of fostering early literacy? And what would it typically involve?
Well, we have a variety of training programs that we use to educate our ECD educators, and the importance of it is that the more a child learns between the ages of 0 and 5, the better equipped they are to handle formal reading, formal literacy, formal numeracy, socio skills, because between those ages of 0 to 5, most of the development of the brain happens. So if we're not developing a child's brain in the beginning of their life, we've lost them in the system. Sure. And I think in the past, a lot of our focus was on adult literacy, school-going children's literacy,
yeah,
whereas we should have been focusing on that 0 to 5.
Yeah. Well, we're running out of time, but I have to ask, we have World Book Day approaching. What do we tell the parents of South Africa, the educators and the policymakers of South Africans about the role of early literacy in shaping our nation's future?
Well, early literacy makes huge impacts on the long-term social skills of a child, their health of a child, the contribution to the economy of our country. So literacy at the earliest age possible is so important for the development of that child's brain,
yeah,
and the long-term success of that child.
Oh, no, absolutely. Nikki, thank you so much for coming onto the show, sharing your story with the Santa Shoebox Project. We wish you guys all the very best.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Roz FM Mid Mornings. Mpumalanga, azi, share.